Alan, well, what's the mood in Tyrone this afternoon as fans begin to head to Newry for this evening's game? I know, speaking to John Lynch last week, there was an air of quiet confidence. Is that still there?
I wouldn't say that there's any great level of confidence at the moment, especially after what happened last week in Noma. I think it's probably more a sense of apprehension about what lies ahead, because of obviously the way that Down came back in the last sort of 20 minutes or so, and the possibility of them repeating that on their own home patch in Newry. And I think that brings big challenges for Tyrone, because we're sort of wondering, well, is the Tyrone team, is it as good as what the first maybe 40 minutes of last weekend's game showed, or are we going to see a repeat maybe of the problems which were highlighted when Down really started to get going during those final 20 minutes and came from really being nowhere in the game to a position where they probably should have won the match. So a certain degree of apprehension about the way that Tyrone will do, and I suppose that's especially centred on, you know, the fact that there are only two changes to the line-out, Tiernan McCann being replaced by Ronan McNabb, and Paddy McNeish coming in again for Mark Donnelly. So I suppose maybe people, there may have been a level of expectation that there might have been more changes considering the last quarter or so last week. And the fact that there's not, I think, shows that Mickey Hart is happy with the players are there and is prepared to sort of give them that chance and give them the chance to show that really the last stages of the drawing game weren't a true reflection of their real abilities.
Mm. A surprise that there's not more changes, as you said, and especially in defence, because like the defence was really opened up when Down ran at them.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, and I suppose that's a big shock for Tyrone people, because over the past 10 years or so, Tyrone's defence has been the real core of their success, and the fact then that you can see, you know, that you can see a team being split open in the defence in the way that happened last week, you know, is a very worrying thing. But then I suppose maybe the problems are coming from further outfield, in the way that Benny Coulter was able to win a lot of the breaking ball out around that central area and play it in and give, if the ball into the, a lot of the time if the ball into the forwards is good enough, it can be difficult. It doesn't matter how good a defender you are, it can be difficult maybe to counteract that. But certainly there's no doubt that the defenders will require a lot more support and a lot more, you know, players not maybe being left exposed one-on-one with their immediate markers in near that goal area, because if that happens, there's no doubt that Down will punish you.
Hmm. And I suppose the other, well, shall we say, criticism of Mickey Hart, I suppose, well, and certainly disappointment among fans last week, was no Ronan O'Neill, didn't get a run at all last week, and not included this week either.
Yeah, like I was talking to a few of the OMA people here, you know, over this past few days, and they certainly would be a wee bit bemused by why Ronan isn't playing. And obviously there's Conor McAlisky there of Clonoe, who was one of the top scorers in the National League. He's not on either. And I suppose that's the thing about it. The reason, obviously, Mickey Hart is selecting the team to the best of his knowledge and ability, and you can't question that because, you know, he has a proven track record. But at the same time, there's a feeling that maybe, look, the likes of Ronan O'Neill and Conor McAlisky and other players like that, they're young, they're enthusiastic, give them their chance, let them establish themselves as key forwards. And at the moment, that doesn't maybe seem to be happening to the extent that certainly a lot of supporters and people who are following the thing would have anticipated.
Mm. And of course, you need no reminding, the last time that Down came to Newry and drew, or came to Omagh and drew, they won the replay back in Newry.
Yeah, and the big question is, will history repeat itself? Like on that occasion, it was a very close game. It went, I think the final score was 119-021, and it went to extra time. And I still think Tyrone will be very close at the finish, and I think Tyrone still have the upper hand in this game. But certainly, it's a lot tougher than what it would have been if they had been able to hold on and build on that 2-9 to 1-5 lead last week. Now, we all remember 2008, and in 2008 Tyrone lost that game against Down, went on to win the All-Ireland. I'm not sure that people weren't expecting Tyrone to do big things after the result in Uri 6 years ago. They're certainly not expecting big things if they lose in Uri today. So it's a very, very intriguing game, and it's one that will answer a fair few questions for a lot of the Tyrone people.
And do you think they will bounce back from the disappointment? Well, maybe relief, I suppose, in the end, it was the emotion in Tyrone last week, but there would have been a huge disappointment.
I suppose I'll have to put nail my colours to the mast here and say that I think Tyrone will bounce back and win the game, because their ball control is a lot better than Down's. Their tactical knowledge, with the exception possibly of the way the defence was exposed at stages last week, I think they still have that there sussed out to a better extent than Down. I think they are a better team, but the question is, can they show that? And if they get a good start, I think the complacency that maybe was there during the second half when they went so far ahead last week, I don't think that'll be there again today. So I would expect them to win. But if Down get a good start and start to think, this Tyrone team can be exposed, then it's going to be real problems, and it's a massive challenge for Tyrone.